8:56 and 73 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, some pretty sharp sell-offs yesterday on corn and beans. What are we seeing so far today, Bill?
Well, we're a little bit higher here today, bouncing back a little bit off the yesterday's markets. USDA certainly didn't do the producers any favors yesterday with putting out a corn yield of 169.5 per acre, which is about 2 to 3 bushels per acre higher than expected, and that was the equivalent of about 200 million bushels more than expected that went into production and thus carry out. So that was really the news. But I think we had record volume yesterday on the board. I think there was a lot of other factors that were going on that maybe we were all focused on the report there yesterday, but looking at some things last night, that, you know, with the Korean situation, that there was just a very high volume day in all commodities, and most commodities other than gold were lower yesterday. So other things I think probably exaggerated the move lower in the markets yesterday. Right now we have the December corn at 371.5. That's up a half cent. The November beans are at 941.5. That's up 1.25. And the December wheat is down 4 cents at 364.75. So that, like in any situation like this, you first have to stabilize the market before you can expect to change anything. For the week, we are trading wheat down about 8.5 cents. The beans are down about 18. I'm sorry, the corn's down about 8.5. The wheat's down about 15, and the beans are down about 18 for the week. I think that the bear's kind of trying to make a statement here. The bull probably has to do something decisively here, but we did see a big increase in open interest yesterday, and that's telling you that there were new sales made, new shorts going into the market here. So right now we've got the weather forecast for the next 5 days. Illinois and Iowa are pretty much dry. There are some rains on the radar showing up this morning, but they're pretty sparse and mostly less than a half an inch. So I guess as we go through the weekend here, I think we've got some new downside targets. We've probably hit the first price counts that we were looking for on the downside yesterday. It didn't take long to get there. And the thing we need to look for as we move in next week, see if we can stabilize this market.
All right, Bill. Well, we appreciate the update.
Okay.
That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing joining us on this Friday morning, and we'll see how the markets close out the week here. We'll have more details on that with Todd Gleason this afternoon on Commodity Week here on WILL. In your forecast for today, saw a little bit of light rain in some spots this morning. Skies turning partly sunny with a high of 81 degrees this afternoon. Wind out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping to a low of 59 degrees. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow, a high of 78. Weather continued mild for the day on Sunday with a high of 79 degrees. Currently 73 degrees in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD1 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.